This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of all things the sender of all prophet and the revealer of all holy scripture. May the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all of us as seeker of knowledge, people who love the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who always stay in the jama'ah. We know, brothers and sisters, for those who are having a reunion tonight, for the jama'ah who have performed hajj with us. Welcome back. We know everybody is busy with their own activities. We know everybody have a lot of commitments. But we always pray for the jama'ah to stay strong, to stay united, because we do not want to be a jama'ah only here, only when we are performing umrah or hajj, but we want to stay as a jama'ah until we meet Allah Rabbul Alameen. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah jama'ah rahmah. How beautiful if we stay in a jama'ah, there's a lot of rahmah. The lot of blessing. Especially in Ramadan, we are able to attend Qiyam Ramadan. The reason we love the Jama'ah to be back in Ramadan is to strengthen the adab, the quality of prayer. One of the few things I like to share with all the good brothers and sisters is very important for us to always be ready to revisit. To revisit again. Because one of the wasiyah of the Prophet ﷺ before he passed away, after he had taught his ummah how to pray, how to make umrah, how to make hajj, how to fast, everything. Then Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Akhir wasiyat al-Nabi hiya salah." The last reminder of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his ummah also is about salah. Why salah is so important? We know there's what people always say: "As-salah imaduddin," is the pillar of the religion. This is the only ritual that you do every day. The only ritual. The only pillar of Islam that require your commitment every day. Fasting only once in a year, 1 month. Zakat only once you pay in a year. Hajj once in your lifetime. But prayer is a daily obligation. And why prayer is known as Imanuddin means the pillar of the religion, because when you pray, you will recite Shahada again. There is no prayer without Shahada, because you have to end with Tahiyyat. And each time when you recite At-Tahiyyah, you will say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." To strengthen your aqidah again, to remind you about the shahada. And when we are praying, brothers and sisters, just a humble reminder, the beauty of sunnah prayer is, number one, when the Prophet performed the sunnah prayer, he never missed reciting dua iftitah. I want everybody to remember, not to forget this important practice of our Prophet, the sunnah. When he performed any prayer, sunnah, fardu, he never missed dua iftitah. So please don't abandon dua iftitah. If you don't want to recite the long one, recite the minimum one. The minimum, Allahu Akbaru Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Khalas. Perfect. It's one full dua iftitah. You don't have to combine. Wajjahtu is not from the Prophet. It's not from four imam. Even Shafi'i don't recite Allahu Akbar Kabir. He recite wajjahtu until the end. So don't miss dua iftitah. Whoever said he loved the Prophet, he will try his best to do what the Prophet wants us to do, not what you want to do. Just an example. And why when you see the qira'at, we have imam, local imam, tonight we have a imam from abroad. Yeah, different people will have different qira'at. We have young, we have old imam, alhamdulillah. Because this is a place, a platform we train all the brothers who have been with us, who understand our value. It's very important, whatever you do, you don't just do for the sake of doing it. You must know your value. And that is why we reinforce the three I. I, the first I, your intention must be very clear. Everything you do, check your intention. Every friendship that you build, check your intention. Every donation that you get involved, check your intention. The ayat that was recited by the imam today, talk about people who do a lot of charity, but don't follow up the good deeds with something that is not good. Talk about it. You belittle other people because of that, because it will wipe out the good deeds. Don't do anything good with the intention to show off, because it will also will be rejected by Allah. We don't want to waste anything we do, and we are not careful with our intention. And the second eye, we focus on foundation, iman. Take care of our iman. That's why when I talk about fasting, the Prophet said, "Man soma Ramadana imanan." When start to qiyam, the Prophet said, "Man qama Ramadana imanan." When the last 10 days is coming soon, "Man qama Laylatul Qadr imanan." The Prophet never missed the word iman. Why, if you do anything without iman, we are worried that whatever you do will not be accepted. Because one of the rukun iman is to believe in Allah. You do everything for Him. One of the rukun of iman is to believe in all the prophets and messengers. We, as the last ummah, our prophet, his way, his sunnah is the only way to Allah. Don't ever think that you can go closer to Allah, that your deed will be accepted, without following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the Prophet alert us by saying, "Man amila amalan laysa alaihi amruna fa huwa rad. Whoever do an act of worship that was not taught by us, you just want to do for the sake of doing, you want to follow the people, will be rejected. We don't want our good deeds to be rejected. We don't want our fasting to be rejected. You don't want your sadaqah, your infaq to be rejected. None of us want that to happen. So you look into your intention and iman. And Allah is telling us, the people who have the right intention and right iman will move to the third eye. From the first eye, intention, second eye, your iman, now you move to the third eye. What is the third eye? Brothers and sisters, what is the third eye? Not evil eye. A very important eye, which Allah said He will promise you. If you have the third eye, Allahu Akbar, you will find peace. And the third eye is nothing than stay istiqamah. Your prayer must be istiqamah. Allah said, "Inna allazina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu." When you say you have iman, you do not want to have the iman now. Later on, we don't know what's going to happen to you. A lot of people, at one time, their iman seems to be strong. Stay strong in the jama'ah. Their prayer, Allahu Akbar. After some time, you don't see them anymore. And it's a big surprise. They don't even pray anymore. There's no istiqamah. When you have the third eye, what did Allah promise us? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That is why we want everybody to stay strong, to be together. When you have that istiqamah, consistency, Allah said, I will send angel down to each one of you who have this quality. To do what? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. You find peace to yourself. You may have a lot of problem, no more. Big problem. Problem is part of life. Up and down, normal. Everything you are ready because the angel is there to help you. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. What did Allah say? First, you don't have the fear anymore. You don't fear anyone except Allah. وَلَا تَقْشَوُ النَّاسُ وَقْشَوُنِ. Allah said, fear no one else except me. Because of fear, we cannot move forward. Because of fear, we abandon the sunnah. Because when to please the people. Because we are not here to please Allah. What the people want you to do? Okay. What Allah and the Prophet? Wait. Why you wait? We are from Allah. We are going back to Allah. And to be successful, you follow the way of Prophet Muhammad. Why do you want to wait to follow the Quran and Sunnah? Nothing to wait. You are just ready. One that is what Allah wants you to do, the Prophet saying is that you are ready. Samik nawata. Move forward. So when you pray, like over here, we make the qiyam. Why we choose Fatiha, we recite ayah wa ayah? Because Allah said in the Quran, I divide Al-Fatiha in two parts. One for me and one for my servant. Wali abdi ma sa'al. Every ayah you recite, you pause, Allah respond. You pause, Allah respond. You don't know Allah respond, you just do what you want to do. How will you feel, brother and sister, when you pray with knowledge, following the sunnah, and you know, you say this, Allah responded. How do you feel? How do you feel, brother and sister? You feel good? Allahu Akbar. You feel connected. Anything you do with knowledge, guided by the Quran sunnah, you are satisfied. You're happy with it. Because you have done your best. And that's why we do. We'll call you again and remind you again. We pray Jama'ah. Don't rush. You want extra reward. You just have to have some extra patience. Hold on. If you still say Amin before Imam, then you know you have problem. But don't blame Shaitan. Shaitan is chained. He is in prison now. You have to blame yourself. You yourself are representing a proxy to the Shaitan now. We don't want to be his agent. Yeah. And it's very important. What did Allah say? لَا تَقَوْ وَلَا تَقْوَ أَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Allah will call the angel to share with them, with good news, talk to them, whisper to them. Allah is preparing for all of us who have istiqamah in our iman, Jannah. Are we worried when we are going to Jannah, brother and sister? Anybody who are worried if you go to Jannah? Why are Jannah, you know, not best lah, Jannah, you know? I think I also want to try Nar sometime. Do you think you want to have that? Anyone cross your mind that, oh, I think I want to try Nar. If everybody go to Jannah, there will be a long queue, you know. How about a Nar? You want to try? No, please. Don't ever think of that. And Allah promised us, Ramadan, this month, Allahu Akbar, He is ready to free us from hellfire. You just have to do what He wants you to do. You want your prayer to be answered, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُولِ وَلْيُؤْمِنُونَ بِ Whatever Allah wants us to do, the minimum, just do it. Don't allow anything to stop you from doing your response with the minimum response. Why I say minimum, brother and sister? Because it happened in the time of the Prophet. One of the companions of the Prophet, a very straightforward man, he just asked the Prophet straight to the point, Ya Rasulullah, I will make shahada because I'm going to be Muslim. I pray only fardu. I will only fast Ramadan. I go to Hajj one time, no more Umrah, no more Hajj. And then I give zakat, no sadaqah. And then I will do the minimum. Can I go to paradise? You see, he wants to do the minimum, but he wants to go to Jannah. I think all of us are doing more than him. And it happened in the time of the Prophet. Not just you or me. The companion asked the Prophet. And the Prophet said to him, what? Naam. Yes. Allahu Akbar. But make sure you do everything with the right SOP. Because there are prayer that Allah accept, there are prayer that Allah reject. There are prayer, sadaqah that Allah accept, there are sadaqah that Allah reject. There are fasting that Allah will not accept. If you just abstain from food and drink, you carry on all the other nonsense, gossiping, slandering, lying, Allah don't accept. وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابُ Allah have no. He will not accept because you just abandon food and drink. No, He wants you to change. Lastly, brother and sister, we know everybody is busy. Weekend, there are more people, alhamdulillah. But alhamdulillah, with the blessing of Ramadan, every night we have this crowd. Alhamdulillah. Have we been asking Allah for a lot of things, brother and sister? Have we been asking? What do you ask? You like to share? Private lah, personal. Never mind. But please, you know each time when you perform your prayer, whether fardu or sunnah, the Prophet do not like you to end your prayer without making this dua. There are many dua. Allahumma fili ma qaddamtu ma akhartu ma asratu ma a'lantu ma asraftu until the end. One of it. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfirli maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. Another dua. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika ma istata'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayhi wa abu'u bi zambi faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Another dua. Many dua to recite. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa syukrika wa husni ibadati. But one dua that the prophets command you to recite. I believe all of us have memorized this. I will start. Please continue. Yeah. Ready? Okay. This dua the prophet said, after you make tashahud, and end the salawat. Then the Prophet said, فَلْيَسْتَعِسْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أَرْبَىٰ Seek Allah's protection from four things. Then he started to recite, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمْ وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَىٰ وَالْ Mamati, wamin, fitnatil dajjal. Don't forget this dua. I believe all of us who said we are following the Prophet, you have memorized it. But if you forget, you know why we keep on forgetting the Sunnah of the Prophet, the command of the Prophet. The Sunnah of the Prophet is divided into three: Qawlihi, Fi'lihi, wa Taqrir. When you drink, always use your right hand. Okay? Always use your right hand. Remember that. We want every water that enters our body is being blessed. You don't use your right hand, no blessing. Only water going. Water will go in, water will go out. Khalas. But you want that everything that you do, Allah accept as an act of ibadah. What is the dua that the Prophet command you to recite? O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the torment of hellfire. Ask Allah. And also from the torment of the grave. You are going to have Q&A in the grave. Get ready. There is a saying I used to say. If you want to sit for an exam, ask the children who are sitting for an exam. Kalau soalan sudah bocor, boleh jawab dah. So it's easy for you to answer if the question that they want to test you in the exam have been leaked. Everybody know. Khalas. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet have told us what is going to happen in our grave. And ask Allah to protect you. That's why dua that the Prophet recommend us to recite every morning, evening. Raditu billahi rabba. Second. Wabil islami dina. Third. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. Allah is going to ask you that. So simple. If that also you fail, don't talk about mathematics, geography, history, gone case. That one, Allah never ask you. Number one, He will never ask you, don't worry. He will ask you about who is your Lord. What is your religion? If that also you feel, who is this man? Is he your prophet? If you fear, memang naas lah. You cannot say to Allah, please send me back, oh Allah, send me back again. I will learn and I'll come back again. No, no, no. When you go there, it's a one-way ticket. Yeah? No more coming back. And we ask Allah, oh Allah, protect us from the fitna. You cannot escape from the fitna of this life. As long as you are living, the fitna will be there. So you must ask Allah. When you ask Allah, Allah will show you. So you follow His way and stay away what He wants you to stay away. Inshallah, you will be protected from the fitna. Mahya wal mamat. Sometimes you are so powerful, people dare not say anything against you when you are alive. But when you die, khala, everything will be exposed. And your family have to handle that. They have to bear all this nonsense that you have involved in. Oh, this father, father, na'uzubillah, I think syaitan lagi baik dari dia. His father is the 2020 punya Firaun. Astaghfirullah. Now people will create all the fitna only when you are no more here. Wa min fitnatil masihid dajjal. And the greatest fitna if we are alive when dajjal appear. That's why the prophet said, no prophet that never warned their followers about the Dajjal. Very dangerous. Twist and turn. One homework that I'm going to end, and I need you to find the answer and let me know in the coming night. Give you one exercise. Allah subhanahu loves us so much, keep on reminding us about who is your enemy. You have enemy 1, 2, 3, so many classes, but the number one enemy. But before that, let us recite the hadith of the Prophet. La darara wa la dirar. La darara wa la dirar. Da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. All of you have memorized that? Okay? Memorized already? If anytime I see you anywhere, I ask you, you know how to respond? Alhamdulillah. You want one more hadith? Good. Min husnil Islam. Al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. Min husnil Islam. Al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. Start. A bit slow, huh? Never mind. Exercise. Do it. Those who are not, who don't memorize, ask those who have memorized and write it down. Or you have your handphone. Call them to recite. You record. Tape it. Then you listen. I believe, inshallah. I want minimum on our Jama'ah here memorize 5 sayings of the Prophet that sure to benefit you for life. Short, but very solid. Okay? Okay, brothers and sisters? Am I burdening all of you? Alhamdulillah. So that when you talk to people, why? Because when you do Salah, you want the Salah that you perform is khushu', because Allah only accept Salah that you perform with khushu'. Allazina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. You want to know whether you have khushu'. Wallazina hum anil laghwi muqridun. A person who have khushu', when you gain khushu', then you stay away from anything that is not benefiting you, inshallah. Yeah? Now, what is that? Min husnil Islam mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni. Allahu Akbar. Record. Take a snap. Yeah? Now, inshallah, you are ready. Yeah? When this is off, you are on. Alhamdulillah, you know. We'd like to thank the brother who donate this. It can help us a lot, inshallah. Now, lastly, homework. Remember, you have 2 types of enemy, the in and the out. I want you to recognize your enemy, like how you memorize these 3 letters. A, B, C. What is A, B, C? You share with me tomorrow. We will end our tazkirah tonight. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.